Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jack and Miles. Just checking in to let you know what you're about to hear. Not a standard episode of the show. These are our year-end review and holiday-themed episodes. So if you're new to the show, you can check back in the catalog for what the normal episodes sound like. And you can listen to this for our thoughts on the year. And we're back beginning of January with all new episodes. And we can't wait to talk to y'all then. Bye. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Der Deadly Zeitgeist, in which we are looking at the trends of the year as reflected on the Google 2020 trends page. We're going to look at, this is kind of our year in review where we look at the primary year in review digests and tools to come up with insights, oversights, snubs and flubs. I'm Jack, that's Miles, and we are thrilled to be joined by super producer Anna Hosnier!
The unfortunate news is that I had to ingest my twin DJ Daniel in the womb.
Mm-hmm. I know. We told you not to. And I said it's going to change your voice and make it all weird like that. And you didn't listen. Now look at you.
Yes.
This is becoming like a bit of a year-end tradition where Google's like, this is what you looked for. And then creates like a real sappy video that like tries to make it super emotional, soups emotion, and inspirational based on the fact that we were like, wait, why was the chainsaw invented?
Yeah,
that's
a weird question.
We'll talk about. So I'll let you kick it off, Miles. What was something that you noticed in the trends on what people were searching in 2020?
I think the recipes one is really interesting because it says a lot. Because I think for the, you know, if we look at this year, we could say that 3/4 of it was spent indoors or without like the typical moving and consuming that we're normally used to in this country. And the recipes, the top recipes, like the first two make sense. We've talked about it. Sourdough bread, obviously. Yep. Number two is whipped coffee, which was like the thing I didn't realize everybody was on, but it looked delicious. Mm. And then we start getting to things that are not available at home. Like number three, Disney churro. Number four, Dole Whip.
Those are both Disneyland things, right?
That you buy at this is, yo, the strength of this next one. Number five, Double Tree cookie. Now, anybody who's traveled on business or you wherever, you've stayed at a Double Tree, the first thing you realize is like, this motherfucker just gave me a warm-ass cookie for checking in. What the fuck is this place? So that's something people were chasing. And something that speaks to me, number six, IKEA meatball. I got to run with that. I don't know what the seventh one is. Chaffle?
You don't know chaffle, bro?
What's that?
No clue.
I thought it seems like a thing that, let's see, chaffle is, it's a carb-free waffle. Oh, it's cheese and eggs.
Wow.
It's a keto, Anna, did you know about this? The chaffle, one net carb each.
No, but I do now.
Yeah, see that, and again, keto, big year for keto. So that's always interesting to see what people were trying to make. If you have an actual recipe,
it's chaffle because it's spelled like waffle.
Oh yeah, sorry, yeah. I'm
chaffle.
After Anna brought up how Uyghur Muslims were picking cotton, I had like chattel slavery in my head. I think so. I was chaffle. It's all swirling around. Yeah. But yeah, that if anyone has the bomb recipe on how to actually make a fucking Dole Whip, you know, let me know. That seems very labor intensive, but shout out to y'all for sure.
Does Dole Whip have like, it has dairy in it, right? It's not just like whipped.
No, I think it's
just
vegan.
Straight. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, these are all things I'm assuming that are going to be sold now that our hunger, our thirst for Disney churros has been revealed. Disney branded
foods shows you.
Are not their strongest suit. That is one corner of the market that they have not nailed down. Disney food sucks.
Yeah. Well, the churro, I think, is just, I mean, the only thing is, I mean, you could look at this and say Disney was on the brain. Sourdough, you need a sourdough to make a bread bowl to have the clam chowder in a bread bowl at Disneyland.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so that could have something to do with it. Whipped coffee, Dole Whip. I don't know. You know, I'm just out here throwing out lame conspiracy theories about Disney consumption.
Yeah, yeah. Actors that were trending this year. It's interesting because they're mostly trending for reasons besides their performances. Tom Hanks was our COVID canary in the coal mine. He is number one. Chris D'Elia, because he was exposed as a predator, number two. Jada Pinkett Smith, who...
That was Entanglement, I think.
...delivered one of our great performances of the year, but it was not a scripted one. It was Entanglement. Timothée Chalamet seems like he's the first one who is on the strength of like his work, right? Or was he doing something wild off the set?
I would say it was on the strength of his jawline. Just kidding. I don't.
Or that
I'm
or
not,
what? Dune?
I'm not into it.
It's hard to know. Yeah. Like that's the thing. The first ones are like, we get it. Drama, drama, drama. And then it's Timothée Chalamet. I'm like, Dune?
I think he's just one of those people. He's just like new cool guy in town. So everyone's like, who's that?
Chalamet has a whole vibe he's cornered that people are loving about him.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Because, Jack, you could get on a Chalamet wave, I feel like.
Yeah, I got to start, you know, dressing a little bit more challenging and lose about half of my weight, half my body weight.
What does it mean to dress more challenging?
Yeah,
I don't know. Like get a little bit more
subversive.
More subversive.
Take risks.
I wear the same clothes every day.
Yeah, so. But you're on like that Tim Cook shit where like your mind is in too many exactly. places. Like you don't have time.
It's
like,
not laziness. You're gonna throw on the it same is thing. That my mind is so brilliant. Efficiency. But I can't spend it thinking about chorus. Is it,
okay, in your mind, if you had to take the Timothy Chalamet challenge fashion wise, what is an article of clothing that you would buy and you're like, I mean, look, I normally challenge? Wouldn't do this, but I think this is ooh.
Okay.
What's a challenging piece you think you'd wear?
Probably to some be more sort Chalamet of hat. That, some sort of hat that's not a baseball hat. I feel like people have been rocking the hats and magazine profiles for a while. And I've literally never worn a hat that's not a baseball cap.
You should let your hair grow out a little more and then let your like one little curl come down in your bangs.
Yeah, get a curl going. Mm. You know, I think you could do that. And then what I think the big thing is like a very unbuttoned like silk shirt or something like that with like silk pinstripe pants.
I keep the I keep the shirt buttoned up so that it would be it's a mess down
Wait.
There. You know what I'm saying?
There was that one sequined that sequined harness he wore. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That's you, Jack.
That was lit.
Yeah, that was the other thing, sequined harness. I think hat was a bad answer. That's just something that has generally exceeded my grasp as a as a fashion person. Non-baseball cap hats.
Oh, was it because too, like I remember there's like Henry V or like other photos came out of him. It's like Timothy Chalamet can even rock the fuck out of a bowl cut.
Yeah.
And that was just sort of the
He was also like pictured making out badly with his girlfriend, I think. Like they were kissing weird.
Leave kissing weird alone.
Kissing weird.
Why are you kissing weird, dude?
Knock it off, Chalamet.
I don't know what real kissing is because I watch so much of like reality TV and people be like, they kiss weird. And I'm like, what is kissing normal? Yeah. It's just two people putting Same. Their mouths on each other. There's no sense or like rhythm to it. You're just like, bah, bah.
I'm the other way where bah. Like I watch TV and I'm like, I'm not kissing right.
Right. Yeah.
This is how they kiss? Damn.
Kissing. I'll just say this right now.
You've got it like paused and you're like,
yeah, she's like, why do you keep watching these Timothy Chalamet makeout supercuts on YouTube?
Well, kissing, in my Research. Opinion, is nonsense. There's no right way to kiss. As long as the two kissers are happy, then that's that.
Okay, very basic.
And that's it. I'm going to leave now.
to each their own, you know?
Speaking of Chalamet's bowl cut, the beauty how-tos were... kind of interesting this year and especially relevant because we couldn't go to the barber unless we were Nancy Pelosi.
Okay.
All right, guys. Let's deal with this lady.
What about a refrigerator? Costs more than my car.
I'd like a blowout. How to cut men's hair at home was the number one trending. But number two, something that I don't know what it means. It is how to plop hair.
What that
y'all know what that means? How to plop.
What's plop hair?
Plop hair.
How to plop, like how to just plop your hair? I'm sorry, I'm the last.
I think
how to plop your hair with a shirt?
I think it's...
How to plop hair.
What that means?
It's for like curly hair, I believe. Oh. I don't know 100%. It's basically like putting your hair up.
Got it.
But they have new words. See, this is the world I'm completely out of in the hairless world. How to plop curly hair. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up. Plopping is a technique. We're born here. Nasty curlies, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so get your nice ass curls going. Shit. All right, we'll plop on.
Mm.
I wish I had a problem where I needed to learn how to plop my hairs. All 14 of them.
It's like a good styling technique. I don't personally plop because...
Okay, you stopped plopping.
No, I just have never had any joy in life or reason to do anything, so...
Right. But you had that podcast, What's Plopping?
Yeah.
I thought it was...
They canceled it because I started a show about something I wasn't doing, so... Like, it was unfortunate.
Anna doesn't actually plop. The other thing... What's the other thing with the beauty stuff? How to style curtain bangs? What are curtain bangs?
Ugh, this is
like those shits.
All...
Like you could pull a thing on the side, and they'll be like, shh, and move like to the edges of your face.
Yeah. So you have a little rope on the side of your head, and you just like
yep.
move it, and they go Sideways.
I'm being real with you. This is above both of your pay grades.
Yeah, this is, I mean, talk about a hairless man trying to talk about these curtain bangs. It's the 70s bang where it's like draping your face down the middle. Okay, shout out CBs.
Were dudes rocking that? Was Chalamet rocking that?
No.
I feel like he could rock the fuck out of some curtain bangs.
Oh, for sure. But I'm worried about people. Worried about people seeing Chalamet rock that and be like, oh, I can do that myself. He should, by the way, just go by Chalamet and drop the Tim.
Or Shals?
Yeah.
Dude, Shals is pretty, that's pretty, that's wild too.
Oh, and Tim? Drop the Tim. Just Chalamet.
And, okay, and Anna right now is styling her hair over the Zoom call. What are you doing right now? Because are you parting your hair on the side, down the middle? Anna's C bangs right now are very what's her face, what was that company with the blood tests, Elizabeth, what's her face?
Elizabeth Holmes. Nope. Yeah,
wow. You look like you look like a tech scammer with your hair like that.
I look like a what?
Like, sorry. A tech scammer. Like you've bilked like fucking some kind of investment firm out of millions of dollars based on empty promises.
You could definitely, wow, that is a totally different look. You could, if you got a haircut with that hairstyle, you could totally like rock the reality show mom hairdo.
Oh yeah.
Thanks. Notice how my hair is deeply uneven.
Were you guys cutting your own hair this year?
I cut it once.
Yeah.
Every damn year, bro. Every damn week, bro. The definitions of words thing is also very telling.
Funny, yeah.
My goodness. I mean, it's
one,
like,
what does WAP mean? Why is everybody talking about WAP? WAP. Oh,
that was just all Ben Shapiro over and over and over again.
It's all localized traffic to his part of wherever in LA he lives. Yeah, that is, that seemed to be the word of the year. And then, but what's,
I think it's
great,
the song of the
this,
year, word of the year, meme of the year with Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, Ben Shapiro.
Self-owning
absolutely.
Wildly and aggressively.
Then it's entanglement. Shout out to Jada Pinkett Smith again for just creating the culture with the Red Table Talks. Then
so
number three.
That was her. She had a affair with someone. He talked about how he like really fell for her, and people asked her about it, and she said it wasn't an affair; it was an entanglement.
Yeah,
she said
was,
that
like,
to
while
Will
August
Smith.
Alsina is like declaring his love. She just downgraded that. Like it was a, if you were August Alsina, your heart was thrown into like a fucking magma pit.
Yeah. Ouch.
Well, whatever. What did
again,
you
like Timothée Chalamet's hairdos, not to be attempted by the average, us mere mortals. We shouldn't try to downgrade any relationships to entanglements, lest we hurt people and get hurt.
And then, like, it's
know,
a mixture
of hurt people. Go ahead.
Except we all know that. But then there's a mixture of just like words that came out of either the like Black Lives Matter uprisings or the quarantine. So number three is antebellum, because I think that has to do like, well, wait, what's wrong with Lady Antebellum as a name?
Huh?
What antebellum means?
Huh? What's that wrong?
Then number four and five is pandemic or asymptomatic, just to make sure, like, you know, just to get clarification on that. Then six and seven, Juneteenth and by POC, it's all happening. So, you know, we're learning a lot.
What's a BIC POC?
Simp is the one.
Yeah.
I feel like simp would be number one if this was an ordinary year, but because it was.
Simp or like
stan,
WAP
right?
would be on there.
Yeah, WAP, I guess.
Simp is a stan. Is that what a simp is?
Yeah, like somebody who's acting way too thirsty, desperate. Like you just, you know, you do doing the most for somebody who ain't giving you shit back.
Now,
like
what's the root of that?
I don't know, because
like a
it's
simpleton?
It's in a lyric from like, I heard it in a rap song like years ago. But then it became something now. Like, let's see. Let's just look. It is an insult.
A culture.
Yeah.
Who are seen as too attentive and submissive to women, especially out of a failed hope of winning some entitled sexual attention or activity from them. Translation, the word simp is meant to troll young men for doing anything for a girl to get some action he supposedly deserves. I mean, that's a weird definition, and this is from, guess where that definition's from? Dictionary.com. Shout out to you.
So technically, both of y'all are simps for getting engaged and married. Yeah. I guess technically I want to.
That's true. Wow. Yeah. No, I mean, that's what her majesty calls me all the time.
Feel?
I'm like, hey, what do you want? What should I make for dinner tonight? She's like, man, shut your little simp ass up.
Like, wow. Okay.
Let's take a quick break, guys, and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And we just both found out we were simps.
Yep.
And
I mean, look, Too Short said it back in 85. He said it's the opposite of a pimp. You a simp.
Wow.
Okay. Like a counter, like a knockoff pimp.
Oh my God. I do love that. I do love that.
Yeah, that's good. And then, you know, E-40 seems like I feel like a lot of Bay Area rappers I was hearing it come out of. So shout them out. Isn't that the next Verses,
yes,
too?
Yes, E-40 versus and Too Short. That's Woo! The one I'm back in. I
Civil
fell
War
off
up
a little.
There in the Bay.
I fell off a little. Now I'm back in, baby.
There you go. Or by the time this is recorded, I don't know if it's happened, but it's gonna be something.
I might ghost ride the whip.
Oh, wow. Doors open, man. God. It's Oakland versus Vallejo. Pick a side and get out the way.
Dude, more like literally like nicer neighborhoods now.
Yeah, right.
It's like Blackhawk. That's a Bay Area thing, if anyone. Okay, never mind.
Oh, okay. Shout out to me. I was like,
It's a really like a really fancy neighborhood that E-40 moved into, like in Danville.
East Bay. I know Danville because I knew, yeah, like one of the first time I heard about it is like, it's where rich white people flee San Francisco for. I'm like, what?
Well, yeah, like that East Bay strip, but Blackhawk, that neighborhood is like, that's the neighborhood.
Okay, well, good to know.
It's like, yeah. It's where E-40 lives. It's where like John Madden lives. It's like where like all the richest people of the Bay Area who go to the East Bay move to. Okay.
Jack? The horniest section would probably be musicians and bands because number one, With a Bullet, Shakira, which I guess that halftime show was this year.
Yeah.
That is wild, yo.
Holy shit.
That is unbelievable.
Wow. So that fucked that up. Yeah, wow. That really fucked me up right now. Right. That was in this year.
And then going back to the Entanglements, August Alsina. Then we got Adele, who people were, you know, Googling because she looks different, was rocking some new styles. Just all around.
I don't understand why there's a babies category. Like, it's just so weird to be like, most search people, actors, athletes, babies. I'm like, I guess people are looking for it. But when it's like a mix of celebrity babies and like whimsical
fictional
baby shit.
Yeah. This suggests to me that babies is a much larger portion of search traffic than we realize.
Right. Google is so like Elon Musk baby. Right. Because it was like XJ94 or whatever fucking weird cool name it was. Yeah. Then number two is Baby Platypus. Number three is Ice Age Baby.
I'm guessing what that's is like Ice from Age? from a plot.
From the movie Ice Age?
Yeah.
Okay, you then Anderson Cooper Baby.
Ooh. Baby Nut.
Again, Super Bowl. Another Super Bowl commercial that we were like, what is this ad campaign exactly supposed to mean? Then Nicki Minaj, Katy Perry, Ed Sheeran, Cameron Diaz, and Coco Melon. Okay, Coco Melon, I know, because that's that wild ass YouTube channel.
That's the wild ass YouTube channel that dominated Netflix. Is like one of the top streaming things on Netflix this year. Yeah, actually, speaking of top streaming things, if we can take a break from Google for a moment, just to tell y'all what the top streamed shows on Netflix were for the year. This is from February 27th when they started releasing the top 10 list to December 8th when this list was released. The Queen's Gambit, number one. It beat Tiger King. Man, the Queen's Gambit
shit.
Really, really connected with people to a wild degree.
Like blew it out numbers-wise or just bested it by what? Or like significant?
Well,
is Tiger King even number two?
I remember at the beginning of the year when... Like, they were like, nothing's ever going to touch Tiger King. It's, like, so far out in front of everything else. And then the fact that Queen's Gambit caught it within the year. And it's just not the show that, like, if you had asked me to bet on 100 different shows to, like, be the show that caught it, I would not have bet on the one where a anime character is a genius at chess. Like,
right.
But, yeah, it's just magical concoction, yeah, that show. Socialism.
Like Tiger King seems like it crosses all just ideologies and value right. systems to be right. like, hey, you want to see some fucking really messy fucking doc about some dude with tigers and there's murder and all kinds of other shit. But damn, I guess I'm an outlier.
Now,
there.
May yeah. I pose the position mm-hmm. pose? What if it's just the timing? So Tiger King hit us right at the beginning of quarantine-ish pandemic, where we yeah. were like, we need something. And then Queen's Gambit came out at a very hot spot of the holidays where a lot of people were not traveling because of COVID-o. So mm-hmm. maybe that's just kind of why it was able to kind of bump up so high. Like those two just like were released at very optimal times of our like peak boredom, you know?
Yeah.
Now I have no proof or evidence of anything ever that I say. So really just remember that.
This is a podcast. So
I'm just guessing because I didn't watch it, but I feel like everyone around me watched it all around the exact same time, which is when it dropped, which was like very, it felt like kind of Thanksgiving ish time.
Yeah.
Like they kind of nailed the time of that 4-day weekend where we were all just kind of like, guess I'll cook a pie myself. And that was just it. And then I'll put on Queen's Gambit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I'm sure it's a bunch of different things, but that is definitely, it does seem like, you know, they hit that with Making a Murder like years ago. And then like people need that viral piece of content over the holidays that they can all like talk to relatives about so that they don't have to talk about politics.
Right. I mean, because when you break down on Google Trends, like what the top searched shows were, Tiger King is first, and then followed by Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
And then Queen's Gambit is number 5. But when you actually like break down the subset of Queen's Gambit, it, like when you look at which areas it was like making up for the lion's share of search traffic, it's DC is number 1, then Vermont, then Massachusetts, then Washington, then Hawaii, Maine, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Alaska and California. That's the top 10.
Wow. That's for Queen's Gambit?
Yeah, for like how much of their search traffic was around like that show from. Around the time. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but they said the most like activity was DC. I mean, that's a very small set, so I'm sure that can be skewed very quickly, but damn, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
New England definitely fucks with chess.
The rest of the top 10, Ozark, Outer Banks, which Miles, I know was your number one show this year.
Yeah, 100%.
We also got The Umbrella Academy, Unsolved Mysteries, Cobra Kai coming in at number 7, Love is Blind at 8, The Haunting of Bly Manor, and Ratched. I think that's how it's pronounced.
Ratched, who cares?
Who cares?
The why questions on Google Trends, I think, are worth trying to figure out because, as you alluded to at the top of the show, the number one most searched why question on Google was, why were chainsaws invented?
Yeah. This seems like...
all the why fucking questions you could ask this year, like, why isn't Congress passing more COVID relief? Why is there systemic racism existing all around us? Why were chainsaws invented? Then why is there a coin shortage? Why was George Floyd arrested? Why is Nevada taking so long?
It's number That's 4. Pretty good. That's pretty good.
Number 5, why is TikTok getting banned? Why did Kobe have 2 numbers? Why is everyone buying toilet paper? Why is it called COVID-19? Why is it called Juneteenth? Why is Australia on fire?
These all sound like setups for really bad jokes in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
I feel like. Why did Kobe have 2 numbers to get to the other side or some shit like that?
That's a bad joke.
Yeah, I don't know. How?
I don't understand what the need was for this question.
Well, when you look at why were chainsaws invented, it's pretty, it's like that's a wild anecdote about why this thing we all have is invented. It's like the king of those anecdotes because you have your cornflakes, which is invented to cure masturbation by Kellogg. But chainsaws were invented as a means of delivering babies. Like they would use it on the pelvis bone of women during childbirth.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, got it. Because it came out of a TikTok video where someone was talking about it and everyone was like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
That can't be real. Really?
Yo, this image of the first chainsaw is a fucked up.
No. So you're
I don't
like
want that shit near anybody I love, not even in a wood cutting scenario.
You're literally like, let's deliver the baby, but let's also murder this woman in the process.
I mean, when you read the origin of germ theory, it's
I would
wild.
Never
like the people who women were just dying so often in childbirth from like infections after childbirth because doctors were like coming from the bathroom without washing their hands. Like they were just like, it couldn't be me. Must be her weak body and constitution. they just treated women like they weren't human for most of history. The vast
to this day.
Chainsaw.
Yeah.
Let's ban chainsaws altogether. I don't care what they're used for now.
Yeah.
That ain't right.
Yeah. That ain't right. Anna's catchphrase.
I'm still like, so even then now, you know, piecing it all together. We got our number one why question from a TikTok video.
Yeah.
You know, that's what that's saying at the end of the day is like how much, because also one of the why questions being asked was like, why is TikTok getting banned? That's number five.
Yeah.
Don't so, you know, us olds, we need to look out. This TikTok thing might be big. I don't know.
But it's funny because the idea that TikTok is a place where you find like interesting information and compelling image macros and shit like that is it's just like every new skin that we put on the internet a lot of the times it's you know just like that is the sort of thing that was the number one today I learned on Reddit like 15 years ago but we're just kind of finding the same information in new ways with new generations.
The last thing I will just point out is the during coronavirus search trends, like anything that had during coronavirus in it, number one, and I think this actually also helps truly encapsulate like what this country is about. Number one search term, including during coronavirus, is best stocks to buy during coronavirus.
Oh, yikes. Yeah, man. You got to strike while the iron's hot. You know what I'm saying?
If
bro.
You're Googling it, you're about to lose money.
Yeah.
And also, seriously. Your humanity.
Yeah, wow. Like what? I mean, you know, that's I think how most people are thinking, whether it's like you're in a leadership role, like what the fuck do I need to sell to make sure I don't take a hit, or other people being like, this could be my chance for upward mobility is to buy stocks in time of chaos. And then I can be the new whatever COVID robber baron of industry. It's yeah. And then number two, dating during coronavirus. So,
yeah.
Fucking
number three, I can feel dentist open during coronavirus because I was coming up on my dental appointment and right as coronavirus hit, and nothing doing for the past year.
And no dental professional is going to close talk to me with my mouth open.
Yeah. You said it.
Wouldn't a dentist just have to wear like a fucking full on scuba mask? Like if I was dealing with open mouthed people every day, I'm like, oh, bro, like, I'm sorry. I'm going to put this outbreak suit on.
Imagine,
it's nothing against you, but like.
Imagine having your mouth that wide open for that long. It's disgusting. Dentists need to be eradicated.
Because their job involves being around open mouths.
Yes, it's disgusting. We've already been through a pandemic. We cannot move forward with such nasty behavior.
We have to rethink this industry and what it means for the dentists.
Cue all the dentists that listen in my mentions. Sorry.
Yeah, hey, Dental Zeit Gang, let us know. Isn't that shit like wild to have open mouth people all the time? You know? How are y'all staying safe? Because I know everybody's trying to figure out how to stay safe. And that seems like if you can't go to a choir practice, doing mouth stuff in a dental context indoors feels like.
I really hope that's not a phrase that dentists use for doing their job. I'm going to go in here and do a little mouth stuff with this
you know,
patient.
Doing a mouth job later. You know what I mean? doing an extraction. Doing an extraction.
For the where is some pretty like understandable where is my stimulus money motherfucker mm-hmm. is I think implied Where's my refunds? Where's Kansas City? I remember that being even a conversation in my own house because I think my wife thought it was in Kansas. I thought it was in Missouri. Oh, it was because, that's right, because Trump tweeted, Trump tweeted, congratulations to the great state of Kansas. I always confuse my wife with Trump. He tweeted, congratulations to the great state of Kansas. And I was like, ah, idiot. But then people were like, Jesus. There is a Kansas City and some of the people who are on the team are from there. Where's Beirut? Where's Shakira from? Where's toilet paper made? This one, though, where is the coronavirus?
Jesus. Oh, no.
Yeah,
where is it? But I guess, oh, this makes sense. It peaked like at the beginning of lockdown.
Right. Okay, yeah.
So that makes sense of if at the time you had a very abstract idea of what this is, like it's like this band on tour. It's like, all right, so right now coronavirus is wrapping up in New York. Then they're hitting fucking Jersey, Pennsylvania, like, yeah. So, you know, I'll give Earth a break on that because, I mean, shit, we didn't know anything. And then I would probably be like, yo, where's it at right now? What's good? Right. Where can I go? Where is it not?
All right, let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and talk top 25 movies on Netflix.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And let's run through the top 25 movies of Netflix this year.
Hoobie!
You guys tell me when to stop.
This is based on legit metrics?
Or this is based on like where it was in the top 10 charts. So they're using that as an indicator.
Oh, right.
You can't really
trust
Netflix's internal statistics, but you can, you know, trust their automated top 10 list, assuming they're not fucking with it too much.
Not goofing the numbers?
Yeah. Number 25 is The Platform, which I saw the trailer for, and it fucked me up. Did you see the trailer for that, where it's like everybody's in a room with like a hole in the middle of it?
No. It's like that's a movie?
Psychological horror movie with like that's all set in one place.
I'm good on that. I'm already there.
24, Uncut Gems, the National Anxiety Dream that was Uncut Gems. Sandler, look for Sandler to make another appearance. Space Jam, 23. Code 8, I don't know what that was. 22, The Lost Husband, which I watched for this godforsaken podcast about how city life and suburban life is evil. You got to come back to the country to find your man when your husband inevitably dies, as they always do in these. Or maybe it was a divorce, I forget.
Jesus.
Kissing Booth 2. Yeah. Over the Moon, Mr. Peabody and Sherman, Enola
Holmes. What's the
Holmes?
Top 10? Hit me with the top 10. Because that's where the goodies is at.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Okay, but Project you're going to miss Holiday.
11, and Old Guard 11. All right. At number 9, Angel Has Fallen. Those movies have a big audience.
The Gerard Butler one?
Yeah, man. They
damn, and I'm not gonna lie, I watched that shit, but I'm also like, I don't know why I'm surprised. I'm like, yeah, I saw that. I'm like, right, I contributed to that metric.
Apparently,
that
it sucked
one
you
that up. I watched.
Extraction tied at number 9 with Angel Has Fallen.
Oh, okay.
Which Extraction, when we started, they were like, this is the most watched movie in the history of the world. And then I think they gave
not so much
the directors of Extraction like $100 million to make a spy movie next. So. More than that, actually. I think it's like 150. The Lorax, The Wrong Missy. That's the top, I think, original Netflix movie on here.
Shit. Oh, no.
Yeah, The Wrong Missy. No. Shout out to Lauren Lapkus and this young up-and-comer named David Spade. Shout out to him. No, number 6 is Hubie Halloween.
Hey, okay. Good. Hubie. I was worried when you said that. I was like, no shade to the other movie, but that be Hubie? Because I feel like Hubie came at the right time.
Right. Number 5. And this is the number 1 original. Spencer Confidential. Spencer Confidential. Yeah. People love a Mark Wahlberg movie where he plays a badass.
Right. For whatever reason, the Netflix algorithm said, oh, you want to see a movie with Post Malone.
Yeah, because that's the thumbnail I got.
The thumbnail was always Post Malone. I was like, I ain't watching no Post Malone fucking movie. And then I was like, oh, this is Mark Wahlberg. Thanks, Netflix, for obscuring what the things are based on your algorithm.
You like face tattoos. Spencer Confidential 5, number 4, The Grinch, but according to the latest article from this dude, that's going to end up at number 1. So The Grinch, the new Grinch with Benny Cumberbatchy is playing The Grinch is like the... And that was released a couple years back, but people people are feeling it. My kids, it's their most watched movie. Good performances, good music. Although Benedict Cumberbatch is doing that American, the British guy doing an American accent that sounds like a Hans
it.
Gruber in Die Hard when he's like, oh, I'm an American. Jesus.
Yeah, sometimes now, when Idris Elba slips up and you're like, ah, I caught that.
The new
Man's
Grinch,
not from Atlanta.
The new Grinch will have a similar plot with like the new Pope.
Yes, very similar. The okay. new yes, he's a God. Sex machine. Speaking of sex Grinch. Machine, 365 Days at number 3. The soft hardcore porn 365 Days, which we reviewed with Carl Tart very early on in the pandemic. And then number 2 and number 1, just proof that children are dumb. The Angry Birds movie 2. Is that number 2? And number 1, actually, Despicable Me, where our greatest comedic performers, the Minions, are introduced. So,
No
shade there.
I get it. You know, like, at that point, you're like, people aren't watching that. That's background.
Right.
That's saving somebody a few hours right there.
Well.
And over again. Like, oh, you want Minions again? Despicable Me? Here we go.
I will say it's kind of like Ian Abramson years back pointed out that it's people love Despicable Me because it's our obsession with the pharmaceutical industry has been turned into a cute, fun cartoon. Pills, pills, pills.
Wait, do they take pills in that?
No, they look like pills.
Because they look like pills.
The Minions are pills, and we're like, yes, more pills.
Happy pills.
Pills. Oh, my God, those pills are so cute. I do love pills. And then the pharmaceutical are like, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. These Despicable Me's are killing it.
Mm.
Who's your favorite Minion? Mine's Lortab.
All right, guys. That is our review of the year-end list and year-end trends. That is going to do it for today. Happy New Year's. It's New Year's Eve. Happy New Year's Eve,
well,
guys.
Well, I doff my cap.
Stay safe out there and have fun. And we will be back soon. I'll talk to you all then. Bye.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.